Washington State legislative session nearly to the halfway point. And joining us now with an update on how work is going out of Olympia is Senator Mike Padden. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning to you.
It's nice to have you here. A lot of work to be done. You're nearly to the halfway point. So is it kind of a hurry up right now for you, Senator, or are you just focusing on the legislation that you have put forward?
Well, it's a cycle that the legislature has. So we just finished mainly committee work, and now we'll be working on the floor, passing those bills or amending the bills that came out of committee. And I'm focused a lot on the criminal justice issues, trying to improve some of the bills that I think had a very disastrous effect on public safety that were passed last year. So working on that. In addition, I seem to talk to you every year about my DUI bill to try to enhance our enforcement of DUIs, which are up this last year, despite traffic being down because of the pandemic. So there's been over 100 additional deaths from driving on our roads, and over half of those are due to impaired driving. So I think the prospects look a little better this year, but we'll see. We should be taking that bill up on the floor this week.
Can you expand a little bit more on the law enforcement reform bills that you're talking about?
Well, right. I think you mentioned one recently in your newscast, the bill that changed the burden of proof. It has always been reasonable suspicion for being able to initially detain a suspect that law enforcement thinks has committed criminal activity, and then they investigate it. That was changed last year to probable cause. So there's been all sorts of crimes that have not been able to be investigated. There's been a huge increase also in drug crimes because the legislature, against strenuous objections from our side of the aisle, decriminalized felony drug possession for the first two offenses and said they should just be referred to treatment. But that's a very loosey-goosey a setup that they have. So we've had things such in my district. We've had tagging way out in Newman Lake. Now, the citizens out there immediately spray-painted over the graffiti and everything, but the gangs have been emboldened. So the two main areas are changing the standard and also trying to do something about the felony drug possession and bring that back to where law enforcement can do something that people just don't get a free pass.
Well, that's certainly legislation we'll be keeping a close eye on. Senator Padden, we appreciate the update this morning.
Thank you so much.